Freeway Series finale in Anaheim, Angels and the Dodgers. There's Chase Utley. He would factor into this one. Of course, so would Clayton Kershaw getting the start for LA. Let's pick up the action with Yasiel Puig at the plate in the fifth.
Next pitch. He drills that one deep down the left field side. That's tight to the line, and that ball is gone. Right down in the left field corner. Dodgers up 2-1. The next pitch, and he hits the ball well into right center field. Cole Calhoun is looking up, and that one is gone. Over the out-of-town scoreboard, right center. Utley's fifth of the year. Harris solo shots here in this fifth inning now for the Dodgers, and they lead it 3-1. He had a 30-30 season in the minors, and that was back in 2014.
A lot of swing and miss in his game.
Yep. Here's the pitch. This time he swings and blasts the ball to right field and gone. Well, he showed the power right there. And that's a big blow in this ball game. Three-run homer. And the lead goes from 3-1 to 6-1. Third Dodger home run of the night. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that is waved at and missed. A slider gets Young, struck him out, and the inning is over. Strikeout number 12 of the night for Kershaw. Jansen getting adjusted on the pitching rubber. Maldonado back in the batter's box. Here comes the next pitch, and it's lifted high in the air, but it's hanging up for the center fielder, Peterson, and a few feet from the rim of the track, he'll gather it in, and the inning is over. Well, the Angels got one, but they needed a lot more here, leaving the bases loaded. One run, three hits, a batter hit by a pitch, and the three left on base. We are getting ready to hit to the ninth inning, 6-2 Dodgers.
A four-out save for Kenley Jansen. Dodgers hold on to beat the Halos 6-2 as the California rivals split the four-game freeway series. Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager 0-for-4 in his return to the lineup. Seager missed the last five games with a hamstring injury. Here's Angels manager Mike Socha after the loss.
Well, he felt they came inside, and, you know, it's a strange situation to hit somebody to bring the tying run to the plate, so it's tough to see what the intent was. But I know that you know, there's always chirping going on in a game, and you know, no doubt they were trying to come inside for, you know, whether it was to get it on the swing or just try to move them off the plate, and I ended up hitting them. He was available late to hit, or to play defense or do whatever. And we had some things lined up, but you know, we like Valbuena in that situation.
J.C. Ramirez was off to a good start tonight, and things kind of started to unravel for him with this fifth and sixth inning. What went wrong for him?
I don't know if he got tired. The ball was not moving as well. I think. Trying to stay on top of the ball and get it to sink, which he was doing for the early part of the game, was terrific. He had great stuff early. I mean, he was going pitch for pitch with Kershaw, and then later that those guys didn't miss it. He looks okay right now. Looks like just a bruise, and we'll just evaluate it. There's other areas, there's other times to, you know, there's other things that are going to happen too. And we had some things lined up, and we felt if, you know, Louis could draw a walk, there's a lot of different things that can happen. And if he lays off the 3-1 pitch, he does walk. And then, you know, we just never quite got to some of the things that could have happened. But, you know, we all felt that Louis goes up there, he's got a chance to hit the ball out of the park, and you got some other guys down there that if he moves some runners up, you got Simba that can hit there too. So we had some ideas. Who's that?
For Kershaw, was tonight more of his dominant self?
He pitched well. Yeah, he pitched really well. You're not going to get too many good looks at him, and he didn't make a lot of mistakes, and we didn't, we didn't square too many things up on him. And we don't, our club doesn't strike out very much. And I think we struck out 15 times tonight, which is odd for us.
On Friday, the Dodgers head south to San Diego while the Angels host the Mariners.